Welcome everyone to today, 4th of June, teleconference call on WHO is Internationalized Registration Data Working Group. On the call, we have Jim, Dennis, Jody, Naoki, Nishit, and Takao, and myself, Steve Shen. I sent out some notes, rough notes from last week. I have to transcribe the notes, so I didn't finish them. I will finish the transcribing the notes from last week's meeting. So over to you, Jim.
Okay, thank you, Steve. So we had a pretty good discussion last week, I'm hopeful that we'll continue this week too, although I very much want to try to come to closure here on this issue about what to do about the addresses, the three choices. Why don't I was thinking about what would be the best way to sort of move forward with this. Maybe I'll just open the floor and see if anyone, you know, wants to make a choice. Maybe that's the right thing to do. I'm hopeful I don't really need to go through and talk about the three options again. Anybody want to jump in and start the discussion and suggest that we should do one thing or another? We'll have a question about any one of them. So thank you, Steve. I see you put up in the Adobe Connector room the three choices again. So,
Jim, this is Jody.
Oh, please, Jody, go ahead.
Sure. I can start the discussion again, but I'm not sure where we're going with it. I mean, I feel that the address should be free form without any restrictions on it. That's just from a registrar's standpoint. But I feel that this is a point of contention almost with everyone, I believe. I'm not sure we've come to a consensus on the point that we'd like to have or a decision, I guess.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Hold on a second. I apologize. I got to answer my room phone here.
Hello. No, I'm fine. I'll be okay. Thank you.
Sorry about that, folks. Sitting in my hotel room. Not sure what that was about. Hotel checking up on me. You know, I guess I agree with you, Jody. You know, it seems like it's the simplest option I know. My concern about the option is well, let's see what others think. Rather than trying to go too far into this discussion, let's see what others think.
This is Nishit. Can I come in?
Please, Nishit, go ahead.
See, I have a question. When we are saying that the address field in the proposal 3, the address field would be free form text, are we saying that there will be no language restriction on it? I can mix around 10 scripts within a single address field.
Okay. So you're in favor too.
Oh, that's my point. If we are saying that it would be free from text, there should be some mechanism to tag it with a language or a script, or in some of the cases like Japanese, where more than two scripts are allowed. So it would be there should be some kind of tagging with that particular text. We can't give user a big playground. So that he can put in garbage, mixing out multiple scripts within it.
Right. I think the issue of tagging we cover elsewhere in the document. I mean, we're just saying freeform text has no restrictions, but the data would still have to be tagged with a language and script, and you know, encoded in such a way as to move through the system. Those would be implementation details as to exactly how it's done. But so freeform text includes language and script tagging.
Okay, then for according to me, the proposal 3 would be a better option because it also satisfies the user capability problem. Principle 4.
Okay. Thank you, Nishit. Any Nick, Noki, or Takao, or Dennis?
This is Dennis, Jim.
Dennis, please, go ahead.
Yeah, so I support the freeform text. I still have my reservations around the tagging. I think that's something that we can leave to the weirds group to recommend, decide whether we should tag or not the address field. But
okay, thank you. So, Noki or Takao?
This is Takao. I have no different opinion than Jody's.
Okay, thank you. So, you know, I guess that's fine. And I think I'm the one who has been suggesting that, you know, freeform text, but with the restriction that it should be appropriate for the region it was located. But if we simply leave the door open and don't have any special requirements, that's fine, too. It certainly does cover everything. My concern only with the free form text and having no other restrictions is just that it really doesn't help the accuracy problem, and it really doesn't help the validation problem. It sort of leaves that door open for what it is today. And I guess that's fine. I guess I had kind of hoped that we might be able to go a little bit further and say a little bit more, but I think that's the big compromise, and I will go with it. We don't have Samad today and Edmund, right? Those are the only other two people who are part of our group?
Yes. Edmund and Samart, and also Zheng Wang from China. So those are the three persons. I mean, Zheng Wang hasn't been really participating anyway. So,
right.
So it's mostly Samart and Edmund. It seems that people are coalescing around proposal 3. Then perhaps you can send an email saying you try to call a consensus on the mailing list so that we can hear those two other persons who is not present on the call today.
Okay. So I guess that sounds good to me, and we'll, as part of sending out the notes, we can call out that that's what our consensus is. I, you know, I didn't expect to just sort of come to closure quite so quickly on this. So to be honest with you, I had not looked further. Do we have any other open issues, Steve? I was thinking that this was the we're pretty well settled on everything else, aren't we?
Yeah, I think so too. I mean, there are many minor issues, but I will defer to the working group.
Yes,
please, Nishit.
See, my suggestion regarding this selecting one of the proposal out of three would be we can go for a single proposal, and like you said, we have to come to a consensus for that. So if we are selecting one proposal out of three, we can still put the rest of the two proposals and can in the document and can specify that why working group has decided to go for this particular proposal and what all discussion was taken place regarding the rest of the two proposals.
So that's a good suggestion, Nishit. Thank you. I like that. We should include our rationale for how we got to this proposal and some discussion about the other two, just so that it's there. This is an especially good thing to do, I think, because our work is really just recommendations. It will be followed at some point by a PDP process that will cause it to become an official policy, and folks will be bound to implement. So this way we can provide a baseline and some help to that discussion in case folks want to revisit the recommendation. Okay. I think with that, and with the translation and transliteration issues, we're going to leave those to be handled by the other group. Because we do have the question, I think we'll have to leave open the question of what to do when there's more than one version of the data, if there is translation and transliteration. And so we'll have to explicitly leave as an open question for that other working group, the PDP translation and transliteration working group, to answer that question about whether the two forms would be synchronized if it does turn out to be two forms. Anyway, with that, I believe I'm going to have to go back now and do a careful walk through the document, at least for myself, to confirm whether or not there are any additional issues. I think we're pretty well set at this point, Steve. So I'm going to need to go back and look through it, and we'll start to draft the final document for everyone to review. Is there any issue that anyone else has that they recall that they want to bring up to discuss now?
Jim, this is Steve. I'd like to be added to the queue.
Yes, Steve, go ahead, please.
One thing, we have a current document, and we also have a data model that's kind of two separate documents. Would you like me to merge these two together, kind of in a draft final report format, so that working group can go through them together at once instead of going through separate documents? So that's the first question.
I think a single work product is a good thing. I don't know if anyone else has any other preference. I don't know of any compelling reason why it couldn't be two documents if we choose to do that. But producing one final work product feels best to me. Anyone want to offer a different view? So I think with the silence, Steve, that yes, let's pull the two parts together.
Okay, sounds good. Another question I have regarding freeform text and type and tagging, just to follow up on Nishit's comment, if it's freeform, if it's so freeform that we could allow any arbitrary scripts in the address, then the tagging means for a given address field, we will need to allow multiple tags, right? Any number of tags, because you could have in one address Chinese, Arabic, Cyrillic, all in one thing, right? Because that's if the requirements stayed that way. Is that the intention of the working group?
I believe that's correct. Because we had quite a lot of discussion about postal addresses, and the easy example is that someone might use, you know, the Arabic numerals 0 to 9. It's common to use those in an address. Even in, you know, other languages and scripts, they still, you know, frequently use those. So it's all about the data having to be encoded. The registrar is going to have to take it in and encode it in order to store it and pass it up to the registry so that it's not the data element that needs to be tagged to the language and script. The data is going to have to be encoded using the Punicode encoding system that the IETF has specified in order to have separate objects that could be different languages and scripts inside it.
Okay.
Jim, this is Jody for the queue.
Please, Jody, go ahead.
When you say that the freeform text would have to be Punicode encoded, do you mean when it's sent to the registrar or to the registry, or when it's used in Whois? And does that mean that an address field, for instance, an address field in Russian will be XN dash dash whatever the address is? It will begin with XN dash dash?
I believe that the registrant will enter it in the local form. Mm-hmm. The registrar will take it in, and yes, the registrar will have to encode it. We'll have to step through the text, encode it, and that they'll have to store the encoded form. And that's also the form that they will pass up to the registry. And the registry will also, when pushing it out the other side for directory services for that part of the problem. I think you would, I would expect, as I just sort of think through this, that the encoded form is what would be passed on to the directory services client, so that if it wanted to display it in its local form, it would have to decode it, and then it could display it, or it could simply display the XN dash dash if it couldn't decode it or didn't have the appropriate fonts in order to, you know, represent the characters.
That sounds great to me, Jim. This has been a problem that's been on our radar for a long time that we've kind of batted around, I mean, for years at GoDaddy. Is how do we handle registrant data that is entered in various scripts, since the Whois port 43 Whois only supports ASCII. Are we suggesting that this should be the standard, that the contact data should be encoded when it's sent to the registry, so that in encoded in Punicode, so that it can be supported in Whois, and then it's up to the Whois client, who's ever receiving the data, to unencode it or display it as it is encoded?
That's what I'm suggesting, yes.
This is Steve. I'd like to be added to the queue.
Please, Steve, go ahead.
I have some concerns for this proposal because in order to have Punicode encode, the string needs to be IDNA valid, right? That itself excludes a lot of things that may otherwise be suitable in an address field. So it's a much smaller subset that are suitable for domain names that are IDNA valid. That So in other words, an address may not be, you know, IDNA valid. So that's kind of my input
You're right. That's an interesting question. Is it true that an address cannot be represented? Is it possible that there are addresses? Do you have an example of one that's not IDNA valid?
I can dig through. I think, so for example, things to do with combining marks, zero with non-joiners, the IDNA have some pretty strict processing rules for those that may or may not work for an address. But I would really defer to Samart on this because he's the expert. I think this mostly applies to Arabic and also Devanagari. For Chinese, it's probably okay.
Right, so let's just make a note and keep that as a question. So if you take that as an action, to please check that out and let us know. I'll have to dig in myself, too, and check this.
This is Takao, would you put him in a queue?
Yes, please, Takao, go ahead.
Actually, you guys just brought a very good point, and then we just said that it should be in a free form, but once we try and introduce the Puni code as a way, do you also need to worry about the normalization here? Or it's really free form. I'm trying to figure it out.
Well, in order to encode it, you would have to normalize it.
Right.
Okay, and so, all of that comes with suggesting that the data has to be encoded. All of that comes
with that.
With
prep and everything, yeah.
Right, that's correct.
Okay.
And so another consequence, if you will, or another requirement that comes with it is that languages and scripts will have to be clearly defined. So those tables will have to come into existence too. That'll all get sorted out when people get into looking at implementation details. But, if you don't have that, you won't even be able to do the encoding.
Hi, Jim. This is Nishit. Can I come in?
Please, Nishit, go ahead.
So I have a question. I'm not clear with the when you say that we are using Puni code encoding to encode the normal text. I believe that Puni code is normally used to encode the Unicode domain name label to the ASCII representation. Is it will it be used? Can it be used for encoding of the normal text like the address field? Will it be okay for that?
I think so. I think it's a good question for each of us to take back and explore with any technical people, any of your developers. We should each take some time to go back and talk to some folks and make sure that we have a consensus, at least amongst ourselves, that this is all implementable. It certainly wouldn't be helpful to be suggesting a requirement that nobody can actually execute. But we each represent, in principle, different constituencies, just as a context. We're not formally representing those communities. But I think it's, in this particular case, important to talk with your own folks internally and perhaps reach out and ask others about this so that we all believe that we're doing something that actually can work here. So, Steve, I guess a few questions ago, it sounded like you had a few questions that you wanted to ask, and you only started with this first one here about the encoding and using Punycode.
No, that was my only question. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Does anyone else have any question at all or issue that they want to raise at this point? So not hearing anything, then I think the action for right now is an action to Steve. He's going to put together the document in a draft final form and give us a chance to fill through it in detail again and make sure that we don't have any open questions. We have everything covered. I would also...
Hi, Jim.
Yeah.
Yes, one more question. See, I'm looking to our charter, and I found that we have listed down some of the questions in it. So it would be good if we go through all of those questions and try to answer them.
Okay. Did you want to do that now?
No, it's around a lot of questions over there. So it would be good if we maybe just go through it on the meet.
Okay. So you're talking about questions that appear, I want to find the page here, page 17?
Just a second.
So you're talking about the translation and transliteration questions?
No, I'm referring to our charter document, and we have listed down some of the questions that our working group is expected to discuss, which we have not yet, I think, discussed. So it would be better if we go through those questions. I'm just looking right now. I've just opened the charter and I found out some of the questions over there.
Yes, of course. Thank you. We obviously we should. You're absolutely right. We need to confirm with our charter that we have done all of the work that we've been asked to do.
Yes.
So we should include that action too, Steve. That's probably something, Steve, that you and I can take a look at and then bring an action to the work group at our next meeting here if we need to. So that's that. And a draft document, Steve, a draft final document. You're going to pull the pieces together for us, and then we'll have each of us will have to do a careful review to see what open questions or concerns that we might have or where it might be incomplete. So begin the process of finishing that off. We'll check out the charter, Steve. And I do think for each of us as members of this work party, it is important for us to be thinking, to consider whether or not our recommendations are actually possible. And, you know, each of us should reach into our communities, either just internally or, you know, find some folks to talk to just to make sure that we're not setting up something here which really just, you know, is not doable and doesn't make sense. So I think that's it for right now. Unless anybody has anything else, that's three actions. We should plan to meet again next week. Well, first I should ask Steve, when do you think you'll be able to get a document out to us?
I think next week should be fine. I should be able to do it by this Friday. let's say, what time? When is next week? Yeah, I think next week would be fine.
Yep.
I can get the document out by Monday, next Monday, the latest.
Okay. I think that sounds fine to me. That gives us each a couple days. Are folks okay with that? If Steve gets the document out by Monday, the 9th, we'll have approximately 2 days to review it and have a meeting next Wednesday. Anyone want to propose a different plan?
This is Nisha Tom. Okay with you.
Okay, thank you.
This is Jody. I'm okay with that too.
Good. Good, thanks. Okay, so let's go with that. And I don't believe we have any other business, so I'm going to suggest that we adjourn early for today, and we each get back about 20 minutes in our day. So, Steve, over to you to adjourn us.
Thank you, Jim. One last item I would like to request some help is if I could have a few members provided me some justification for option 3.
You mean for proposal 3?
Yeah, for proposal 3. Yeah.
Okay. Can we take that to the mailing list? Yes, and make an explicit request on the mailing list for folks to provide some text.
Yep, is that okay?
Yep, that sounds great to me.
Yep. Okay, thank you, everyone. Operator, could you close the recording? Operator? Operator, could you close the call?
And early.
Yes, I will turn the recording off.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you, everyone.